This is West Kent Radio News Feature. I'm Julia Neal. Kent County Council has announced plans to join the government's fast-track devolution programme, which could dissolve both borough councils in the county, as well as Kent County Council. I spoke with Councillor Mark Hood, who is a councillor for both Tunbridge and Warnham Borough Council and Kent County Council, and I started by asking him his views on Kent County Council being dissolved.
Devolution is something that the Green Party supports, but what we are seeing here isn't really devolution, because devolution entails passing power down as close to the community as possible. And what we're actually seeing is a bit of a power grab and the concentration of more power in the hands of fewer and fewer people. So you're going to have an elected mayor for going to be given loads of powers, and we're not sure how he's going to be held to account, if there's going to be any effective method to do that at all. That's completely unspecified at the moment.
So for people who do not know what a unitary authority is, could you briefly explain what this entails?
A true unitary authority brings together all of the powers that a Kent council has and that the district councils have into one.
So you have indicated that the proposed West Kent unitary authority would be too big.
Well, yes. The government said they want us to have unitary authorities of about a 500,000 minimum. But we think that the ministries realised they made a bit of a ricket here, and that actually that figure's far too high.
Would you like to see public consultations on the proposals or for the people of West Kent to vote on this?
I think it would have been sensible. In most other places where you've had an elected mayor, the residents have had to go through a referendum, and we should have had that. We should have been given that option as well. This isn't devolution. This is concentrating power. So we need to make sure that the people of Kent are asked meaningful questions and that they actually shape this.
What do you see will happen to the funding, for example, social services and education?
Well, that's the big thing. Adult social care is by far the biggest component of the county council's budget, and it's a sum of money that you can't reduce, because you're talking about people's lives and you can't cut corners. Some budgets are just impossible to reduce, and the unitaries are going to have to deal with this. And in terms of education, it's slightly different, because education, you get a settlement from the government which relates directly to the number of children at a school. So you'll be recompensed for the expenditure. Obviously, here in Kent, you've got lots and lots of academies. Education is going to fall within the remit of the unitary councils, which is going to be something new for a lot of these councillors.
So will there need to be another high-level tier within the new areas to manage what Kent County Council has managed in the past?
Well, I don't think so, because you've got the mayoral authority. And if it is an assembly, that can fill that gap just underneath the mayor and hold them to account. And then your unitary councils should be taking up all that work. It's the gap between what they call tier three councils, the parishes. And that's where you've got the problem, because at the moment it's just looking like democracy is becoming more remote from people.
The Tunbridge Town Council campaign is still in the petition stage. Do you think that with the possibility of Kent County Council being dissolved, do you think that there will be more support into having a town council for Tunbridge?
Well, there's certainly support from the leaders of Dartford Council and the leader of Maidstone Council and the leader of Tunbridge Wells Council. They have indicated that they would like to see town councils for the unparished parts of their areas, because you're going to have a big gap. And I think it's critical that we submit the petition and we get the governance review in motion as quickly as possible.
So if the town council doesn't go past the petition stage, i.e. it doesn't reach the threshold or signatories required for it to go to the next stage, will Tunbridge be in a worse off position, as we won't have a town council?
Well, we will be in a poorer position than Sevenoaks, because Sevenoaks does have a town council. It's absolutely crucial, in my view.
Thank you very much for taking your time to speak to me today, Mark. I'm Julia Neal for West Kent Radio.